Protocol number 2. It is necessary for us that wars, whenever possible, should bring no territorial advantages. This will shift war to an economic basis and force nations to realize the strength of our predominance. Such a situation will put both sides at the mercy of our million-eyed international agency, which will be unhampered by any frontiers. Then our international rights will do away with national rights, in a limited sense, and will rule the peoples in the same way as the civil power of each state regulates the relation of its subjects among themselves. The administrators chosen by us from among the people in accordance with their capacity for servility will not be experienced in the art of government, and consequently they will easily become pawns in our game, in the hands of our scientists and wise counselors, specialists trained from early childhood for governing the world. As you are aware, these specialists have obtained the knowledge necessary for the government from our political plans, from the study of history, and from the observation of every passing event. The Goyas are not guided by the practice of impartial historical observation, but by theoretical routine without any critical regard for its results. Therefore, we need give them no consideration. Until the time comes, let them amuse themselves or live in the hope of new amusements or in the memories of those past. Let that play the most important part for them which we have induced them to regard as the laws of science or theory. For this purpose, by means of our press, we increase their blind faith in these laws. Intelligent Goyas will boast of their knowledge, and verifying it logically, they will put into practice all scientific information compiled by our agents for the purpose of educating their minds in the direction which we require. Do not think that our assertions are without foundation. Note the successes of Darwinism, Marxism, and Nietzscheism, engineered by us. The demoralizing effect of these doctrines upon the minds of the Goyas should be already obvious to us. It is essential that we take into consideration the modern ideas, temperaments, and tendencies of people in order that no mistakes in politics and in guiding administrative affairs may be made. The triumph of our system, parts of whose mechanism must be adapted in accordance with the temperament of the people with whom we come in contact, cannot be realized unless its practical application is based upon a resume of the past as related to the present. There is one great force in the hands of modern states which arouses thought movements among the people. That is the press. The role of the press is to indicate necessary demands, to register complaints of the people, and to express and foment dissatisfaction. The triumph of free babbling is incarnated in the press. But governments were unable to profit by this power, and it has fallen into our hands. Through it, we have attained influence while remaining in the background. Thanks to the press, we have gathered gold in our hands, although we had to take it from rivers of blood and tears. But it cost us the sacrifice of many of our own people. Every sacrifice on our part is worth 1,000 Goyas before God.